This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Imagine how weird it would be to be in somebody who does impersonations for a living, and you're just hoping that the person you do really well gets hot.
Really out of your control.
It is.
We have someone who does some impressions here.
Yeah,
on this program.
I mean, we have Al Gore.
Sadly, though, most of the people Pat does are either retired or dead.
Not all
right.
of them.
Not all of them. Al Gore.
Not all of them. He's dead. He's retired.
Yeah, he's retired.
Not dead.
Al Gore. Yoda. Yoda's still alive and driving around in SUV right now.
Spoiler alert: Yoda is dead. By the way.
Whoa!
In case you're just starting out the beginning of that series.
No, he's going on. He goes on.
No, that's true. Then you've got Michael Jackson.
Dead.
We've lost Michael.
Yeah.
you used to do a great, what's his name, the old the Arlen Specter.
Yeah, Arlen, we lost him.
Dead. I didn't leave this life. This life left me.
Jimmy Stewart.
That was so good. Yeah, Jimmy Stewart.
Dead.
Why didn't we bring this up?
I know.
I don't know. Well, because you got a professional here. You don't want to.
You get paid for it.
It is true.
That is the definition of a professional. You get paid to do
it. That's kind of true, isn't it? When you think about that. That is a great Trump, though. Wow.
If you're just listening to us, you got to go back and watch it on the Blazer at glennbeck.com because watching him.
Killer.
Yeah. Lawrence was in the makeup chair a few minutes ago and he's like, Donald Trump is here, looking up at the screen, and Lawrence, no, there might be a car or two outside, and
maybe a few people in suits.
Maybe not, knowing how the Secret Service is around the White House now, but there might have been a little harder to get into the building if Donald Trump were here, and probably we would have told everybody.
But he has some amazing stories that would be fun to share if we could, but we can't. But what? Amazing insight.
Stu, would you please look what he just did?
What'd I do?
That's something.
I said he had amazing stories.
That's something you look at me and go, "What? Why?
I know,
would you
do that?
Why would you do that?
I mean, he didn't.
That's a good point. I didn't divulge anything.
He didn't divulge
no, it
that's
I didn't
difference.
Divulge anything. You would have divulged it by now.
Well, now
he
I have
just told
to.
Us an amazing story of blah 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 blah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this because he told me specifically not to, but let me tell you the story that is.
Oh, man. This is the greatest thing, though, because if they ever capture me and they think I have secrets or something, I mean, I'll tell you in the van on the way to the interrogation. I mean,
you guys are ISIS? Oh, I heard this great story about these planes that are coming tomorrow,
tomorrow
at 4 p.m.
Right. It's unbelievable.
That is you.
Yeah, it is me. So I'll never make it to the torture chamber.
They don't need to torture me.
I'll just tell them.
Need to.
Do you think society at large has finally learned this point with you? That they can't email? Because I know it personally. At work emails, never send a work email to Glenn Beck with a detail you don't want the whole company to know. Because if there's another detail in there that he wants, he'll forward the whole chain going back 2 years of your conversations, and everybody gets them and gets to read them.
Wow, I didn't know that. This sounds awful. This sounds specific.
Yeah, in
like
fact,
there's something that has
not,
happened to you.
Not with me, but I've read a lot of interesting chains, I will say, over the years.
That's actually true.
Back tomorrow with what's happening on Capitol Hill.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.